Every week, we check in with our friends at America's Test Kitchen, usually to help us with our cooking, but this week, it's all about making the cooks in your life happy with some simple, inexpensive, useful gift ideas. Our producer Sally Swift talked with ATK's Lisa McManus.
Hey Lisa, great to have you.
It's great to be here.
I want to talk to you about the tools that professional cooks use. You know, there's that great story about the microplane that is ubiquitous now, right? Everyone uses it. It started out as a woodworking tool, and chefs took it over, and look at where it is. And I'm wondering, what else is out there? What are tools that chefs use that we should really be thinking about?
Yeah, well, we think about this all the time in the test kitchen because we try to make home cooks' lives easier. So we look around and say, well, gee, what are all the restaurant chefs using? Is there anything there that's adaptable? And we did find some things that we really like. One of them would be a plastic squeeze bottle. It seems very, very simple, but they help you sort of squirt oil or other sauces quickly and really precisely, and they only cost a couple bucks a pop. So you can use them for things like decanting a little bit of oil. It's much quicker than pouring out the big bottle that's drippy. We don't recommend buying massive quantities of things like olive oil, but you can transfer a small amount to a squeeze bottle for use if you're going to do a lot of cooking and keep the rest of it away from heat and light and air, which are all the things that make good olive oil start losing its flavor. So a squeeze bottle is great for that as well. They're just a great tool.
That's a great idea and a very inexpensive stocking stuffer.
Definitely.
What else have you been thinking about?
Well, you know, one of the things when you say inexpensive, that's a point that we, you know, restaurants, they're not going to spend a ton of money on their equipment most of the time for daily cooking. So everything has to be kind of durable and very modestly priced. So all of these things are very affordable. Another thing we love is called a bench scraper. It looks like a little rectangle of metal with a handle running along down one side. Professional bakers use them to divide up doughs and transfer rolled out pie crusts or pastries, but we use them for, say, you're chopping a lot of vegetables and you want to transfer them to a bowl or a pan. Scoop,
instead
done.
Instead of wrecking the edge of your knife?
Yeah, not good for your knife. You want to keep that edge as sharp as possible, but this is a nice sort of flat surface. You can pick up a lot of things and transfer very quickly. You can clear scraps. You can scrape up, you know, sticky dough remnants that you would just gum up a sponge with, and they're great. They're our favorite is about $10, and it lasts forever. Another one that we really love is, we've talked about before, is a portion scoop. It's great for portioning cookies and muffins.
You are the queen of the portion scoop.
It's a great thing. And our favorite is about $15 from OXO. It's super comfortable and easy and just makes everything go faster because that's one of the keys with restaurant work. They want to do a lot of things very quickly, very efficiently, and be easy to clean up and use that tool again and again. We also love something called, well, restaurant people call it a Cambro. That's actually the name of the food service company that makes these sort of bins that are used for everything. It's sort
like
of
storage,
like a
storage bin.
It's a storage bin. It's a plastic container with a lid. It's kind of like Tupperware on steroids. It's huge. It's sturdy. And we stock the kitchen with everything from 4 to 22 quart sizes. But I think a 4 to 6 quart size is a good size for home use. It's nice and big and versatile.
And these are the things that you see if you're ever in a big walk-in cooler, these big plastic tubs that everything is stored in, right?
And we store flour and rice and beans and all kinds of things in them. They're clear and they have volume markings on the outside. They're nice and wide at the top so you can dip and scoop with a measuring cup to get a good level measure.
So what about those slicers called mandolins?
Oh, definitely.
Is that something you love? Do you think that that's a great thing for a home cook?
Yeah, I mean, especially I've tested them a couple times, and the first time we did lots of those big restaurant ones that are a couple $100 and have 50,000 blades, and I was like, yeah, no one's going to really use this. It's too much of a project. We found a few that were very, very simple, inexpensive, did a couple things really well, and that is definitely something that where you're doing giant batches of slicing and you want it to be all the same size, your mandolin is a great way to go, but we wanted something small, easily stored, easily cleaned, and so found a few winners that, you know, fit that bill and made sense for people at home.
Yeah.
The other thing we really love that they use in bakeries are half-sheet pans, the rimmed baking sheet with a 1-inch rim all the way around. I mean, we use them for cookies, for baking layer cakes, for roasting foods, for, I've used the back of it as a pizza peel, you know, to slide a pizza in and out of the oven. And if you put a wire cooling rack inside that has little feet that hold it up, And usually we like the grid style rather than parallel bars because it keeps everything flat and nothing falls through. Mm-hmm. If you put that in there, you've got twice the pan. And they do this all the time in restaurants. We do it all the time now in the test kitchen. But you have this cooling rack that lifts things up. You can roast and get full circulation, mm-hmm. better than those exactly. broiler pans that come with your oven. It's terrific and very sturdy, yeah. very cheap.
These are all great tools. Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Lisa McManus is in charge of equipment testing and ingredient tasting at America's Test Kitchen. You can find Lisa's gift list at splendidtable.org.